It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel has confirmed that it's holding peace talks indirectly through a mediator with its longtime enemy, Syria. The country mediating is Turkey. Top aides to Israel's prime minister have been in Turkey since Monday, along with representatives of Syria's government. We go now to NPR's Eric Westervelt. And Eric, there have been lots of rumors about Israeli-Syria negotiations, but this is the first time the countries have confirmed that they're actually talking.
That's correct, Renee. A senior Israeli official I spoke with today said the groundwork for these indirect talks, they're not yet talking face-to-face, got started in early 2007, when Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert visited Turkey and met with Turkey's Prime Minister Erdogan. Back then, Turkey agreed to act as a mediator with Syria to try to restart talks. And this senior official says two of the Prime Minister's most senior advisors are currently in Turkey with their Syrian counterparts, and that these indirect talks have been ongoing since Monday.
And what would be the goal?
Well, this senior official I spoke with today said the goal is to restart face-to-face talks and reach a comprehensive peace deal with Syria. A statement released today in Israel and Syria simultaneously said the two sides are committed to, quote, serious and continuous talks. I mean, it's interesting. Last fall, Israeli jets carried out an airstrike on an alleged North Korean-built nuclear facility in northern Syria. Now the two sides today are confirming talks. Remember, the sides came close to a peace deal in 2000, so there's a cautious sense of optimism here in some quarters that a revived deal is possible. The key issue, of course, is the Golan Heights, which Israel captured in the 1967 war. Syria wants the Golan back. Huge questions remain over how much the Golan Israel is willing to return. Israel wants security guarantees as well, and for Syria to try to break ties with Iran and with Iranian-backed militant groups Hezbollah and Hamas. Those are huge, big issues to be tackled, and it appears these talks are really at an early stage, so we'll just have to see.
Is there any connection between the fact that they're having these talks and the talks with Palestinians seem to be going nowhere?
Well, Israeli officials I spoke with said we're committed to both tracks, continuing tracks with the Palestinians and with the Syrians. The Palestinian talks have made little discernible progress, and these talks come at a sensitive time for Mr. Olmert. I mean, he's scheduled to face another round of police questioning later this week, Renee, over allegations he took bribes from a New York businessman, allegations he denies. But this is Olmert's fourth corruption probe, and he has little political capital left to spend as he tries to convince a skeptical public that peace with Syria is really possible.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Jerusalem, where the Israeli Prime Minister's office has confirmed that it is having indirect talks with Syria. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.